You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win, was 7-2. Now 4-1, and Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 16-5. Now 7-2. I think, Tom, you've got two teams here where the fans might be angriest. If you're looking at angry fans in the Premier League at the moment, these two teams are probably where you're looking, because Leicester City, at this stage last season, they had 38 points. This time this season, they've got 17 points from just 17 games. And Everton have lost four successive away games in the Premier League. And anyone that watched that Merseyside derby as an Everton fan, I think will have been pretty despondent afterwards, because, as we've mentioned, Everton were just annihilated in that match, even though they were only beaten 1-0 with that late Sadio Mane goal. So I think you've got two sets of fans here who will be annoyed at this stage of the season.
Dave, they might be annoyed, but you can't suggest to me that Leicester fans are angry at the moment. they've cruised through the Champions League. They've just won the Premier League. They will all die extremely happy, every single Leicester fan, having lived what they've lived through last year. I did hear a Leicester fan on the radio last week bemoaning, you know, the tactics of Ranieri. I thought, hold on a second, let's a bit of perspective. You know, I think they at least have 10 years good grace. They have a decade where they're not allowed to moan, Leicester fans, whatever happens, even if they get relegated to the fourth division. But look, I think Leicester with Vardy might have been a bit shorter. And I think the price for me at 6-4 for Leicester, I don't know whether I want to be on it, because I'm still not convinced that Leicester are a very good side this season. I'm not. I was not blown away by the Manchester City performance. I know people said it was the old Leicester were back. They weren't. It was just the new Manchester City, or the very, very bad of Manchester City. Leicester did take advantage of that. But the only thing that is in their favour, of course, is the home form, and they're playing Everton. The home form has been decent this season. You know, they've won 7, they've drawn 3, and they've only lost 2 of their last 12 home games in all competitions. And you know, I think even without Vardy, I don't think it's going to worry them too much against an Everton side who, I don't know, Everton, a strange side this year. There seems to be more talk about them, sort of off-the-field stuff. You know, there's, you know, this week again, you know, Lukaku's agent is all over the place. They're trying to give him a new contract. And you just think, they seem to be so preoccupied with him, and he's not doing the business for them this season. He's not playing well. But they seem to be so preoccupied with him that they're forgetting, you know, that he alone is not going to get them anywhere up to where they want to be on the table. So I just don't think things are great again, you know, for Everton at the moment. They didn't deserve to win the game on Monday, even though they were close to getting a point. And I can't see them getting anything from Leicester. I think Leicester are, you know, at home, I can say, are decent enough. Everton won winning 7. They've lost 5 of their last 6 away games. 6-4 Everton. And I tell you what, I like the enhanced odds here of Slimani to score. Leicester win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 7-1. You know, Slimani scored quite a few goals at the King Power Stadium this season. He's a decent bet, you know, to replace Vardy. Mm.
Okay, Islam Slimani to score, Leicester to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. I can kind of see why they're preoccupied with trying to nail Lukaku down to a new contract, Derek, because he's the only one that scores for them.
Well, there's a piece in the Liverpool Echo last night I was reading. I'm not the biggest fan of Lukaku. I don't think he offers enough, you know, for a Premier League striker, nowhere near enough. But he is their greatest goal scorer in the Premier League era, unbelievably. He must have had some shocking strikers before that. I think he's reached a target in a half the time that Duncan Ferguson did. I think Duncan Ferguson's target was as many broken jaws as possible. Everton were a disgrace in the second half against Liverpool on Monday. I mean, I struggled to see any kind of pattern. I was trying to work out what formation they were in. It was a shambles of a display. And there's something not right there. The players, it seems to me, I haven't heard anything behind the scenes, but it seems to me the players aren't doing it for their pumpkin face manager. They're not happy. You know what? Leicester have had a shocking season, you know, for title winners. Well, I've just been, when Tom was mentioning their home form, I've just been looking at their results this season. Some sensational results for a team that's been getting pilloried. Their home form has been tremendous. And I don't see any reason why they won't beat Everton. Everton are there for the taking right now. Shot to pieces, lacking in confidence. Unless they're on home territory. You know, if you play anywhere half as well as they did against Manchester City about 2 weeks ago, they'll walk all over Everton. And 6-4 is a very fair price.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.